lots of retakes.
Yeah, and some of the songs were really challenging. Mm-hmm. They weren't just very simple little sort of chorus verse songs. Like, there's songs with, you know, instrumental interludes and solos and bridges, and so
I think of Never Again.
Oh my gosh,
that song from the Fourth Circle, and how many times we had to take it with the stops, and that's kind of a 70s style song in itself anyways, because it's got like a second song at the end that tacks on.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, that was fun.
Are you a musician too, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah.
I play world percussion and sing, and I write music on a guitar, but I don't play a guitar well enough.
So you've sung on some of the albums? And
I've sung on all of the Worship Circle albums that are like first, second, third, fourth circle.
Yeah.
But I have not done a chair and microphone. And I sing on an album that is not always remembered in the Worship Circle catalog, but was a fantastic album called Village Thrift. And it was an expression of us responding to people who had gotten the first and second and third Worship Circle albums, or had been introduced to them in some way, but they said themselves, you know, I'm not interested in folk music. I love electronica, or, you know, more modern music, but I love the heart behind Worship Circle, and could you make an album for us? And so at the time, we actually had several relationships around us that were, you know, building loops and samples, and were in the more electronica side of music. And so we built a worship album called The Village Thrift circa 2005, that was that style of worship music, still very worshipful, still written from the Psalms. I mean, all the rules applied, but totally electronica. And we thought it was going to take off and have its own little catalog. But since we developed these albums around relationships, we haven't had any new people kind of come into our sphere that are strong in that. So we're just kind of waiting until...
Waiting for the right people to come along.
Waiting for the next group of people that will help develop the album.
Yeah. And there's sort of a philosophy behind it. You've mentioned it a couple times already about family, and you do these albums with people that you're in relationship with. Mm-hmm. You don't just hear of some artist up in, you know, over in California and call them in, do you? These are people that you're actually... have friendships and relationships with. Just maybe just tell us a bit of the philosophy behind what you
did. Well, you know, thankfully it's not out of a reaction to anything negative that's happened. I mean,
it's just a value.
It's truly a value that we just live from, of focusing on relationship first and wanting to really build everything that we do in ministry and career and art around that, and it's made the projects so much more fun.
Yeah.
Especially that fourth one, like I talked about. I mean, we had relationships with the people on the other albums. We didn't necessarily, we came into the first circle with that same mindset because we chose to do it with someone else, but like the fourth one was definitely deep relationship, lifelong, you know, committed family relationship.
Yeah.
So it was really beautiful.
Orphan boys and the forgotten girls, we are lost and far from home. We are the fatherless, born of dust and nothingness. We are lost and far from home, but there is no love like yours in all the world. There is no love like yours in the universe. There is no love that heals my broken heart. There is no love like yours at all. And I've heard about a foreign land, about a son and his great big dad, and I'm making my plans to be there. They say it's a beautiful place, full of big wide open space, and I'm making my plans to be there. 'Cause there is no love like yours in all the world. There is no love like yours in the universe. There is no love that heals my broken heart. There is no love like yours at all. And these roads have familiar names. This town has not changed, and I'm finding my way back home. You call me daughter, you call me son, you call me back into your arms, and I'm finding my way back home.